Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 242. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track by Waxahachie. That song is called Peace and Quiet, and it's on the album Cerulean Salt, which came out March 3rd on Don Giovanni. Waxahachie is the project of Katie Crutchfield out of Brooklyn, New York, and she's put together a fantastic album with some whip-smart lyrics, and I recommend that one to anyone. Take a listen to that one on your favorite music sampling site. We've got lots of great music coming up today, and a lot of them in the singer-songwriter vein, so look forward to that. Coming up next, I have a track here from Will Courtney. The song is called There's No Answer.
Hurrying, bell is ringing, your past is calling home. Fight back, lock the doors, no need for what's not known. Hurry in, bell is ringing, your past is calling home. Fight back, lock the doors, no need for what's not known. There's no answer, questions you haven't poised. Situations lost in a past tense void. I liked you, you liked me, and left it all behind. Fixated thoughts and broken. My childlike mind, I couldn't see just who you were until I did my time. Fixated thoughts and broken hearts, it cured my childlike mind. There's no answer to questions you haven't posed. Situations lost in past tense void. You haven't poured.
We ended things off with Saturday Looks Good to Me with the song Negative Space. That's on the album One Kiss Ends It All, which comes out on May 21st of this year on Polyvinyl Records. That is an album that is a little more varied than past works, and intentionally, I think, a little more difficult album, but there are gems in there, so listen through and see if you find something that excites you. I bet you will. Before that, we heard from Will Courtney from Santa Fe, New Mexico. The song I played was There's No Answer, and that's on his album A Century Behind, which came out April 2nd on the Calla Lily Company label. And again, a very solid album there with some great songwriting, and that song there is just a gem. Before we move on, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. While there's never really themes in mind, I don't pick tracks for the podcast. I do pick tracks that I want to hear and albums that I collect. And so sometimes you get a bit of a theme, and that's kind of what's going to happen here. We're going to continue on here with a track by Caitlin Rose. This song is called Dallas.
Thank you. of stars. Why have I gone so far? I miss my home. I hear those engines drone. The runway is set. Let's move this fucking jet. I have to go, despite all sleet and snow. Just a late night. Just a late night.
home's in the Blue Ridge Mountains, and I ain't going back there anymore. Well, I had me a mother that could pray, boys. She prayed for me both night and day, boys. And I tore down every prayer that she could say, boys. And I ain't going back there anymore. Wanna find me a lady fair and tender. I wanna play her a song on my steel strings. Wanna lay her down in a bed of clover. And I ain't going back there. This whole wide country over, New York City down to Mexico, I seen the joyful and the sorrow, and I ain't coming back here anymore. That's Mr. Sinbad, can you hear me? All down there in Grayson, Louisiana. Well, I lay a joint upon your grave, sir. My home is in the Blue Ridge Mountains. My home is in the Blue Ridge Mountains. And I ain't going back there.
Alright, longtime listeners of Too Much Rock know to expect my mercurial taste, so hopefully you're along for the ride with that last set. We ended things off there with Townes Van Zandt with the song Blue Ridge Mountains, and that is on the album Sunshine Boy, the Unheard Studio Sessions and Demos, 1971 to 1972, just released February 5th on the Omnivore label. As the title suggests, that was recorded sometime in 71 or 72. If you bought the CD, you got a very big booklet that tells you all that information. And if you bought it online, well, good luck to you. It is an odd place for me to come into Townes Van Zandt. I don't own anything else by him, and this is a weird place to come in, something for completists and collectors and diehard fans. But I like what I heard, and maybe I'll pick up some of the albums from that 69 to 72 peak period and dig a little deeper into his catalog. Before that, we heard from Iris DeMent with the song The Night I Learned How Not to Pray, which is the happiest song you'll ever hear about somebody's little brother dying. That is from the album Sing the Delta, which came out last October on her own Flariella label, a label named after her mother. That is a fantastic album that is certainly worth all the praise that was heaped on it at the end of last year. It just took me a long time to find that one. And started the set off with Caitlin Rose with the song Dallas. Now that is on the album The Stand-In, which was released March 5th on ATO Records. She's based out of Nashville, Tennessee. And that is just a beautiful, beautiful album. I think it's like 13 tracks long, and of those, 11 are my very favorite songs of all time. So it's amazing there. And she's heading out on the road soon, so good things happening there. I see I'm about out of music, so I guess I need to get the business out of the way. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 242. I have been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TooMuchRock.com. Or find me on your favorite social media outlet like Twitter at SidMuchRock. Looking at the concert calendar coming up here, it's busy in Kansas City. On the 4th, you have Sigur Rós at Starlight, or Peach Kelly Pop at the Replay, or Acid Baby Jesus at Davy Uptown, or Middle of the Map Fest is starting as well, and continuing all through the weekend. I know I will be at the Regret Show on Saturday night at the Union. Lots of good bands playing that night. Looking forward, the 8th is Bad Religion at the Granada, and I think that is with the Bronx now. The 12th, Dead Girls are playing at Zarbar, or you can see the Revival Tour of the Granada. Unfortunately, I'll be out of town for both of those. The 19th, 4th of July, are playing at the Brick. the 2nd of May, Harmar Superstar at the Granada, and that's with Dead Girls. 5-8, Bill Callahan at the Record Bar. The 11th, Caitlin Rose with Daniel Romero at the Jackpot, and I'm really going to try to make that show. The 29th, you've got Japan Droids at the Granada, and then we get into June, but let's leave it right there. Who knows what I'll make it to. Currently, I'm on the road, sitting in Kincaid, Illinois right now, though I'll be heading to Elwood, Illinois soon, and then back to Providence for a couple of months. So hopefully you'll run into me, and hopefully you won't mind this low fidelity of recording here in a hotel room, because that's all you're going to get. Let's go and wrap things up here. I got one track left. This is by the Golden Girls. The name of the song is called Time Goes Slow, and it's on the band's self-titled album. It came out February 26th of this year on Slumberland Records, a band out of Glasgow and London. I think they probably split the time with some members. It is a lovely little indie pop C86 album, some co-ed vocals, everything you could expect. A little bit twee, a little bit noisy, and some good stuff. So thank you very much for listening. Have a good week. We'll talk again next week.